Parsha Shemos. There is a small looking Bal Haturim on the very first pasuk in this week's parsha, which is the first pasuk of Chumash Shemos. Ve'ela Shemos b'nei Yisrael haboyim Mitzrayim. These are the names of Klal Yisrael who came to Mitzrayim. Eis Yaakov, together with Yaakov. Ish ubeisoi bo'u. Each man with his family came to Mitzrayim. So the Baal HaTorim points out that there are three consecutive words over here in this pasuk. Eis, Yaakov, Ish. Eis, Yaakov, Ish. The last word, the last letter of the word Es is Tof. The last letter of the word Yaakov, which is the next word, is Beis. And the last letter of the word after that, Ish, is Shin, which spells out the letters Tof, Beis, Shin, which are the letters of Shabbos. Says the Baal HaTorim, to teach you that it was because of Shabbos that they kept in Mitzrayim, that they were Zoicha to be Nigal. They were Zoicha to the Geula from Mitzrayim. It was all in the Zechus of the Shabbos. And the Baal HaTorim says, there it is hinted to in the very opening passage of the parasha. Eis, Yaakov, Ish, the last letters are Shabbos. Ad kan, Divrei HaBaal HaTorim. Now, without so much for the moment explaining the Baal HaTorim, but what the Baal HaTorim L'Choira is referring to is a medrash in this week's parasha, where the medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu approached Paro and he said to him, listen, whoever has an Eved, if you go and give him at least one day off, then eventually the Eved is just going to die. He can't maintain a workload of 7 days a week. And yet, your Avodim, you're not giving them a day off at all. And they're going to die, so what would be the point of that? So Paro acquiesced and he says, okay, Asei Lohem Kemoshe Toima. Fine, do as you say, give them the day off, and you choose. So the Medrash says, of course, he chose the day of Shabbos. Tikin Lohem Es Yoim HaShabbos Lanuach. So he instituted for them one day a week they were not working, and that was Shabbos. So the Chayyot, that's what the Baal HaTorim means when he says that it was in the Zechus of the Shabbos that they kept. Who says they were keeping Shabbos? The answer is because it was the one day of the week that they were not doing any Malacha. All other days they were involved in Malacha. On Shabbos they were not. They were Shomer the Shabbos. And it was in that Zechus that they were eventually redeemed from Mitzrayim. So the question obviously that needs to be asked is, why indeed was it that in the Zechus of Mitzvah Shmir Shabbos they were redeemed from Mitzrayim? Now, I saw also this week another Medrash. This is a Medrash in Parshas B'Shalach, and the Medrash says, Loi Nigalu Avoisteinu Mitzrayim. Our forefathers were only ever redeemed from Mitzrayim, Elo B'Zechus Emuna. It was in the Zechus of the faith, Sheheminu, that they had, they trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Medrash brings up Sukkim to back up this point. So we have a Baal HaTorim that tells us that it was the Zechus of keeping Shabbos. We have a Medrash that tells us that it's in the Zechus of Emuna. So what was it? Was it both? Was it either one or the other? Which one was it? Was it the Zechus of Shmir Shabbos, or was it the Zechus of Emuna? So, perhaps it's possible to suggest as follows. The Chofetz Chaim, in his introduction to the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, which we know is Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes there a famous Chaye Adam. And this is the Hakdama to all of Hilchos Shabbos, as far as the Mishnah Berurah is concerned. And he says there that Shabbos is, of course, the Ois HaGodol. It's a great sign. Shabbos is the bris, the covenant, which we have between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it such an Ois? Why is it such a bris? Why indeed is Shabbos so central to our whole Avodas Hashem? And he says, because it's the day that we recognize that 6 days HaKadosh Baruch Hu created heaven and earth. Shabbos was the day that he rested. Vehu yesoid ha'emunah. Those are the words of the Chaya Odom. All of our emunah, the yesoid of which comes from Shabbos. Why? Because it's the day that we absolutely recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything, including us. And if he created everything, as the Chaya Odom says, v'kivon shebora hakoil, because he created everything, therefore by definition, hu odoin al hakoil. So he's the boss. And if he's the boss, then we are the eved, and therefore we're mechuyev to serve him as Avdei Hashem. So much so, he says, that's why Shabbos is so central, that kol hamashamei res ha-Shabbos, if you keep the Shabbos, it's kilu yu makayim kol ha-teir kula. It's the yesod of everything. Because this is the mitzvah, the yesod of which is emunah, that we have trust and we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in absolute control of us, of the entire world, for the simple reason that he created us an entire world. And that's what we commemorate on Shabbos when we recall the original 6 days of work, as it were, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in, following which the Shabbos. So we learn from the Chaya Odom a tremendous yesod, that Shabbos is the yesod of Emunah. Those are the words. Shabbos is the yesod of Emunah. Now, it's very interesting to point out, because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that whoever keeps the Shabbos properly, even if he has served Avodah Zarah, and the Lashon of the Gemara is Kedoyer Enosh, like the generation of Enosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. Now who is Enosh? Enosh is really, as it were, his generation were the founding fathers of Avodah Zarah. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam spells out for you the whole history. He traces the history of Avodah Zarah. How did Avodah Zarah come about? So in a very superficial level, it looks bizarre. Why in the world would somebody bow down to the sun? So the Rambam tells us it all started in the generation of Enosh. And as the Rambam writes, a terrible mistake was made. What was the mistake? The mistake was an understandable mistake, but it was a mistake nonetheless. What was this toast that was made in the day of Enosh? They said, listen, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created this colossal world, and in the world there exists planets, as it were, like the sun and the moon, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they must also be great. And in the same way as you have to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like you honor the king, you also honor those who work for the king. Because they, by definition, have prestige by virtue of the fact that they're serving the king. So therefore the son is also worthy of being honored because he serves the king. That's where it started. But then it evolved in a tremendous toll, so people forgot where it all came from, and they just ended up serving the sun in the first place, without remembering that the sun is just there as a vehicle, as a pawn in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Enosh, it was his generation, as it were, who founded Avodah Zarah. The Ramban, in fact, tells us in Parashas Boy that ever since Avodah Zarah was introduced into the world, Mimei Enosh, you know how the Ramban continues? He says, that's when Hechelu Hadeyos Lehishtabesh Ve'emunah. That's when people became confused and they lost their emunah. Meaning, they lost sight of who actually is the boss of the world. So now we understand very beautifully what the Gemara means. If you keep the Shabbos, then you can be forgiven even if you serve Avodah Zarah like the Doer of Enosh. Because the Doer of Enosh were the ones who introduced Avodah Zarah. And as the Ramban explained, that is the ultimate breakdown in Emunah. What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is the recognition, the mistaken recognition, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the boss after all. There are other powers that can be served as well. But if you keep the Shabbos, what are you in fact doing? You're reconsolidating your belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the sole power. So you're bringing Emunah back into your life, and that's why you can get Mechila for serving Avodah Zarah. So if we come back now to the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says, Eis Yaakov Ish, those letters, the last letters of those words is Shabbos. It was in the Zechus of Shabbos that they kept in Mitzrayim that they eventually got redeemed. So he said, why should that be? And furthermore, there's another Medrash that says, it was in the Zechus of Emunah that they got redeemed. And the answer is, that's all the same thing. Because if you keep Shabbos, as the Chayei Adam says, v'hu yisoyis v'emunah. So in as much as their ticket out of Mitzrayim was emunah, the most basic way to demonstrate that emunah and to generate that emunah was by keeping Shabbos. And that really captures the whole essence of Mitzrayim and the Gula of Mitzrayim. And that's why the Ramban very famously points out at the end of Parshas Boy that we have so many mitzvahs whose concept is Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. We mention it in Shema, we'll mention it in Kiddush tomorrow night. Why are there so many mitzvahs which are Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim? And the answer is because our whole Emunah is based on Litzias Mitzrayim. And if Emunah is so fundamental, as the Chayei Adam says, Emunah is the yesod of Shabbos, and if you keep Shabbos, it's like keeping Kol HaTorah Kula. Well, if it's all traced back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, so now we understand why commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim is so central to our Torah, to our Avodas Hashem, to our mitzvahs, and why so many mitzvahs are indeed Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So either way, I think therefore we have a pshat in the Baal HaTurim. It was in the zechus of keeping Shabbos that there was zeicher to the geula from Mitzrayim. Shabbos? I thought the Medrash says that it was in the zechus of Emunah. The answer is it's true. That's all the same thing. If you keep the Shabbos, then what you're really declaring is your affinity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adoin Al HaKoil, and that is the ultimate consolidation of Emunah. So it's not Shabbos or Emunah, it's Shabbos which is Emunah. Now, there is, I think, an addition to all of this. There is a Medrash that says as follows, and it's a very bizarre sounding Medrash. We know, at the end of the parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paray and request that he releases Klal Yisrael. It doesn't help, and not only does it not help, as Paro himself said, Tichbad ho'avoida al ho'anoshim. Not only am I not releasing him, releasing them, I'm actually going to increase their workload, things are only going to get worse. Now, on that pasuk, the Medrash says as follows, and this is very cryptic. Says the Medrash, Melamed, this teaches us, Shehoyu b'yodom megillos. Klal Yisrael had megillos, scrolls, which they used to read from every Shabbos, loimar, to say, Shachadosh Baruch Hu goyalom. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu will redeem them. What were these megillos? Lefi says the Medrash, Shehoyu noichim b'Shabbos, because they rested on Shabbos, as we mentioned before. So they had one day off a week, as we mentioned before, and what did they do on the Shabbos? Says the Medrash, they read from these Megillahs. It doesn't tell us what the Megillahs were, who wrote them, what did it say in them. Says the Medrash in conclusion, Paroi says, Tichbad ho'avoido. Things will only get worse from now on, says the Medrash. You know what that means? Let them not rest on Shabbos. So they won't rest anymore on Shabbos, and they won't be able to read from these Megillahs anymore. So when it says Tichbaz wa Avoido, according to the Medrash, it doesn't mean that they have to work more. What it means is work more days. They used to have the day off. And what did they do on this day off? They read from these Megillos. Now says Paro, that's it. No more Shabbos off, no more Megillos. So I saw... Yeah, that's also true, 100%. That's a true Tisha Mikra, 100%, 100%, 100%. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his very typical, novel way, he suggests the following. What on earth were these Megillos? There's no clue as to what these Megillos were in the Medrash. And Rabbi Yaakov always has a very mechudosh way of thinking, and he suggests the follows, and his following is absolutely beautiful. Tomorrow night, Mitz Hashem in Davening, as soon as we finish Lachadoidi, we will say, Mizmor Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos. This is the Mizmor of Shabbos. And the big question, of course, is, read throughout that Mizmor, and there's not one mention of Shabbos whatsoever, besides the opening pasuk, which says, this is the Mizmor of Shabbos. And this is a very puzzling question. So why on earth is this the Mizmor of Shabbos? Don't talk anything about Shabbos. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu composed Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. And he suggests that this was one of the Megillos. Every Shabbos, they used to read the Megillah. And what did it say in this Megillah? Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. So if you want to know, why is this recited on Shabbos, but it has nothing to do with Shabbos? The answer is, but it was initially recited on Shabbos. Who by? By those in Mitzrayim. Who composed it? Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, why indeed was it composed on Shabbos? How does that answer the question? There is no mention of Shabbos in his Mizmor. So he says as follows. The longest standing, most difficult theological question that really could be asked is, how is it that we see tzaddik v'raloi, rosho v'tovloi? Why do bad things happen to good people, as it's commonly known? How can it be tzaddik v'raloi, rosho v'tovloi? It's the oldest question in the book. Says Rabbi Yaakov, when was this question first asked? It's been asked repeatedly over the generations. But when was this question first asked? It was asked here in Mitzrayim. And who is it asked by? Klal Yisrael. Right. Some Pashas Kisisa as well. Moshe Rabbeinu requests to be shown the drachim of Hashem, as you point out. And the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu asks, how can it be tzadik v'raloi, rosho v'tovloi? A question that's always been asked. I wasn't asked Rosh Hashanah. That was in the zechus of the tzaddikim they should be saved. I wasn't saying that they were not Roshoyim. They were not tzaddikim, they were Roshoyim. He was asking the zechus of the tzaddikim they should be saved. So he explains Rabbi Yaakov that this was obviously asked by Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. They looked at themselves and they looked at the Mitzrayim. Why the Mitzrayim, the Roshoyim, getting the better of us? It doesn't seem fair. Here they are persecuting us, here they are torturing us, here they are enslaving us. Why? Rosho v'tovloi, how can that be? How can that be? So what does Moshe Rabbeinu write? He writes a mizmor. And what does it say in this mizmor? Lahagid baboiker chasdecho ve'emunoscho baleilois. In the boiker, what does the boiker represent? The light. When everything's going just fine and dandy and well, and we see the chesed of Hashem. So it's very easy to be a believer. But in the Laila, when things are not so clear, it's dark. In the Golos, we don't see, as it were, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It seems rather unfair. Rosh HaVetoivloi, ve'emunoscha ba'leilois. This is when you have to have emunah. This is when you have to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what he's doing. And how does the parrot carry on? Ma godlu ma'asecho Hashem. How great are the ma'asim of Hashem. We don't understand them. But we are assured with our emunah that they are indeed great. Ma'oid Omku machshavos secha. Kadosh Baruch Hu's machshavos are so profound and so deep that it beyond any human capacity. Tzadik katomar yifroch. The tzaddik ultimately will thrive. You might not see it at the moment, but have your emunah. And how does it finish the parak? Lahagid ki yoshor Hashem. Hashem is just. You might not see it. You might not understand it. It seems to be the opposite because it's laila. But if you have rock solid emunah, then even if you don't see it, but you believe it, lahagid ki yoshor Hashem v'lo yavlos aboy. So Yaakov Kamenetsky explains. The one day a week that they weren't working was Shabbos. So nobody stopped to think during the 6 days of Avodah. Nobody had questions then because who had the capacity or the time to think. But one day a week they have a day off. Shabbos, they're not working. So what do they do when they're taking their day off? They're thinking to themselves, what has happened to us? Rasha v'toivlo, it doesn't seem fair. Tzadik v'ralo. So that's when Moshe Rabbeinu composed this Megillah. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. This is the Mizmor of Shabbos. Do you know what the Mizmor of Shabbos? When you have this question of Tzadik V'Ra'aloi, Rosh HaVetoivloi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is when you need to be reminded, Emunos HaBalelos. This is when you need to be reminded, Ma'Godlu Ma'Secho Hashem. This is when you need to be reminded, Lahagit Ki Yosher Hashem V'Loi Avlos Aboi. Now he says, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that if you look in that Gemara that says that Moshe Rabbeinu composed Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, it says there that he compiled something else as well. It says he wrote Sefer Iyov. That's what it says in the Gemara of Alabaster. It says, Rabbi Yaakov, that's exactly the same thing. What is Sefer Iyov all about? Iyov had terrible nisurin. And he said, I don't understand what's going on, I'm a tzaddik. And he consults with his three chaverim, and they try to tell him, maybe you're not such a tzaddik after all. He says, no, I know I am a tzaddik. This is the ultimate question being asked of tzaddik v'raloi. This is the same Moshe Rabbeinu that's compiling the Sefer, and Rabbi Yaakov suggests that was one of the Megillahs as well. All of these Megillahs that were composed by Moshe Rabbeinu were composed for them to address this difficult question of tzaddik v'raloi, Rosho v'toivloi.
Was it in the last year, Moshe Rabbeinu came back, he left at 20 and came back at 80. Then he's only there for years, at the beginning and end of the Euro. So that when did he compose it? While he was away in Midian?
So he went to North Africa he was a king there for 40 years. But say, look, when he was in there, Mitzrayim, it says, Vayar b'sivrosam, he saw them working. Pasuk says, he saw them working. That's why, says Rabbi Yaakov, every Friday night during our Kiddush we make mention of Mitzrayim. Zecher Mitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says you have to make mention of Mitzias Mitzrayim. Why is that? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, because it was on Shabbos. It was Dafka on Shabbos, but that's where their whole Emunah in the Geulas Mitzrayim came about from. Because it was on Shabbos when Moshe Rabbeinu was mechazik them. And he says, you might not understand, and you have all these questions in faith, but just hang on in there and believe. Emunos ha-baleilos, ma-godu ma-secho Hashem, tzadik ki yoshor hu. Now, I saw a tremendous addition. There is a famous sefer called the Pre-Tzadik, the Tzadik HaKoyim Melublin, one of the great Hasidic masters. And he asks a phenomenal question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu to Paray. Things only get worse, and he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, Lo Mahari Yesa. Things have just got worse. Why did you send me? And all the Rishonim asked, I don't understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu clearly, go to Pare, and Pare is not going to release you. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint? So the Pre-Tzadik also quotes this Medrash, where they had these Megillahs, that they were reading on Shabbos, and Paro says, that's it, Tichbadu Avodah, it's going to get worse there. Shabbos is the day off. Says the Pre-Tzadik, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint. I knew that Paro wouldn't let them out, you told me that in advance, but you've taken away the Shabbos from them. You've taken away the Megillahs from them, and as Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains, their whole emunah, their whole faith in Yetzias Mitzrayim, all came about from Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos they were reading these Megillahs, Sefer Eos, Emunos Chabaleilos, Ki Yosher Hashem, Ma'od Omkum Ashevoitzecha. You're going to take that away from them. So where's their emunah? How are they going to get out of Mitzrayim? So if now you put together these two ideas that we've mentioned, a magnificent picture will emerge. We began saying in the name of the Bala Turim that what? That in the first three letters of the parasha, Eis, Yaakov, Ish, Shabbos, those are the letters of Shabbos. In the Zechus of Shabbos, they came out of Mitzrayim. There's another medrash that says it was in the Zechus of Emunah. We explained that's the same thing. Shabbos is the Yisod of Emunah. But if you add Rabbi Yaakov's whole Mahalach, it's not just the Shmira Shabbos. It's the day of Shabbos that gave them the Emunah to ever get out of Mitzrayim. Because that's the day they were reading the Megillahs. And if you take that away from them, how would they ever get out of Mitzrayim? That's what the pre-tzaddik explained, was Moshe Rabbeinu's taina. So ultimately it was their emunah, that was their ticket out of Mitzrayim. And it all came about from Shmiras Shabbos, because as we explained, when you keep Shabbos, that is a consolidation of emunah. And in light of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, not only from the Shmira Shabbos, but from the actual day of Shabbos. It was from these Megillahs that they read on Shabbos, that's where they got their emunah from. Now I found a fascinating thing. In the Sefer Rekeach, one of the Rishonim, he says, listen to this, famous pasuk, famous song, Rabois machshavois v'lev ish, v'atzas Hashem, he sokum. Rabbi's machshavos b'lev ish. There are many thoughts in the heart of a person, but ultimately it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan that will be fulfilled. Says the Rekeach, Rabbi's machshavos. The last letter of the word machshavos is tof. Belev, the last letter of the word belev is base, and the last letter of the word ish is shin, that's Shabbos. Rabbi's machshavos b'lev ish, the last letters of Shabbos. Kumpel explained before, it's half of a fella. It's on Shabbos where we consolidate our emunah. That's when they read these Megillahs and they understand that sometimes you just don't understand. That's the realization that it came around to. In other words, when they read that Mizmor Shilayim HaShabbos and it says, Ma'oid Omku Machshava Yisecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava is so oimik, is so deep. Therefore, Rabbi's Machshava is Belevish. We have many plans and dreams and aspirations, but Atzas Hashem Yisokum, says the Rekeach, Shabbos is hinted there as well, because that's the Yisoid of Shabbos. The Yisoid of Shabbos is that all of our Machshavos are ke'efes v'ayim, count for nothing, because Ma'oid Omku Machshava Yisecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava counts after all, and it's the day of Shabbos that we come around to this realization. The realization is that we just sometimes have to understand that we don't always understand. And ultimately, tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzaddik, yosher hu v'lo yavlo sabay. So we should just say in conclusion, that in the Medrash that we quoted before, where it says, that Klal Yisrael were redeemed in the Zechus of Emunah, the Medrash has a closing line. And the Medrash says, so too, v'chein ato moitze, you will find also that it wasn't just the Golos Mitzrayim where the ticket to get out was Emunah. Every Golos is like that, and they bring psukim. Ein ha-golios miskansos, if you want to know, everybody will be brought back together again. It's Ela b'schar Emunah. Which is the night of the year that we celebrate Geula? And we look forward to the Geula, Asidah, that's of course Seder night, Pesach night. And on Pesach night we open the front door and we say, Shefoich Chamoscha El Hagoyim. Why do we open the front door? So the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach says, listen to these words, we have a minig liftoyach hadeles to open the door. Why? So too we have a minig that we don't lock the door on Leil Pesach. Says the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, Because we're demonstrating that we have ultimate emunah b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that we're safe. We can open the door. Nobody can get the better of us. And it is in this zechus onu nigalim that we will be redeemed. Ulazeh poischem, and that's why we open the door, kloima, in order to say, alidei zeh ro'u lovei Mashiach. Through this the Mashiach can ultimately come. So it was emunah, and the mitzvah of Shabbos, as the Chaya Odom says, because that the mitzvah of Shabbos is yesodei emunah. That's what got us out of Mitzrayim in the first place. As Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explained, it was the Megillos that were mechazik them on Shabbos with the understanding that when it's Laila and it's dark and you can't really understand and see what's going on properly, that's when you have to hold on to your emunah. That was their ticket out of Mitzrayim. We reflect that and we say that not only was that what got us out of Mitzrayim, the first Golos, but that's what will get us out of this Golos as well. So on Seder night, when we say, this year we're still in Golos, but L'shama haba b'Yerushalayim, we open the door, nobody can get the better of us, we have ultimate emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that just actually took us out of Mitzrayim, the first Golos, that take us out of this Golos as well, with the B'yas Mashiach, may it be b'mheira b'mheira.